The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. Andy is on assignment this week, so he is out of the office. However, I am joined by my good friend all the way from Kansas City or somewhere in that vicinity, Gracie Terrell, a.k.a. Gats, or as I said a few minutes ago, Gat Girl. Gat, how are we doing this morning?
Great. It's a beautiful day outside. We get to watch the Open as possibly Tiger goes for his 15th major. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens. It's been a while since Tiger's been in the mix, and it's kind of nice to see that red polo prowling on the links. It's been a while for him, but let's see if he can close it. And like you said, get his 15th major championship. And, you know, hey, we're right in the middle of baseball. We got NBA free agency, which just ended. And guess what? Yours and my favorite sport is coming up. We have college football and NFL football right around the corner. And we will get to all that right after the break here. And we will come back and we will have Andy Dorf calling in and talking a little golf when we come back. So stay tuned, and we will see you after the break.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson, your host today. I am joined by Gracie Terrell, otherwise known as Gat. And on the phone, we have the usual host of the show, Andy Dorf. And Andy's giving us a call all the way from Colorado. And we're going to talk some golf right here because we have Tiger mounting a little bit of a charge. And he is one shot back in the fourth round of the Open out at Carnoustie, Scotland. Andy, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, guys. Thank you very much for obviously running the man in the ship while I'm gone. I appreciate you and Gat taking over. But, yeah, I mean, let's just get right into it, man. Let's not beat around the bush. Tiger Woods in the mix on a Sunday. I don't think that anybody in the world would have asked for anything better than this, to be honest with you, especially in the golfing world. Let's be honest. You know, we always hope that Tiger's in the mix because it's going to be better for ratings, and it's obviously going to make the field a little bit more interesting as well. So Tiger Woods in the mix on a Sunday at a major, this hasn't happened in almost 4 years, guys, so I'm pretty excited to check it out a little bit.
Yeah, Tiger hasn't done much the last few years, and he hasn't won a major in a while. So it's appointment television. Wouldn't you say, Gap?
I would definitely say that. I am old enough to remember when he was great and on top of the world. His little downfall was a little bit of a blip on the map, but it's great to live in a world where Tiger Woods is dominating again. And I really just hope that he finishes strong and can get this win.
Gat brought up a great point there, though. You know, you think about it, man. We always are looking at people's careers and we watch their ups and downs and, you know, the trials and tribulations that everybody goes through throughout their career. And, you know, obviously Tiger had his fair share of success on the golf course, which we all know about, and that's what Gat's talking about. But everything that happened off the golf course obviously took a very, very long time for this guy to kind of get his mind and his focus and, you know, everything right about himself so that he is able to go out there and compete on a very high level, which we're all really accustomed to seeing him do. So, you know what? I was one of those people, I'm going to be honest right now. I just didn't think that Tiger would be able to get back to a guy that would be contending for majors and championships and things along those lines. And it's kind of a cool, when you really think about this and you put it all in perspective, guys, you know, this is a guy that had so much success on the golf course. Everybody bowed to this guy. Everybody was amazed by what he could do. And then he had this off-course stuff that happened, and that totally changed this guy. I think he's been humbled quite a bit. And it's good to see a guy, like Gat said, come back after having so much off-course problems. Because when he was on the course, he was fantastic, and there was no problem there. But the off-course stuff really kind of just was too much at a certain point, and mentally he wasn't there, but it looks like he's back mentally, guys. So that's what it takes for you to compete on a very high level, especially making cuts and being in the mix on a Sunday at a major. So this is great news for the golf world, if you ask me.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Gat.
Yeah, I mean, this would be his first major win since 2008. That's 10 years, and it seems like just yesterday that when he just debuted and became this superstar of golf. But hey, this would be a great thing to watch. And the top three trending things on Twitter right now are the Open, Sunday morning, and Tiger Woods. So not a bad day.
Yeah, that tells you the effect that Tiger has just being in the mix. And he is definitely in the mix. But let's not forget, Jordan Spieth is tied for the lead here. He's at 8 under. Tiger's at 7. And right with Spieth is Xander Schauffele. I think that's how you say his name. I'm not totally sure, but the defending champion Spieth is right there. And Dorf, you know, you and I are both golf fans. What's it going to take from Spieth to kind of hold off this charge by Tiger and even Kisner, Kevin Kisner?
Well, yeah, and Kisner's kind of given up a couple shots right away. He was three over, I believe, through three holes as I was watching a little bit earlier. But you know what? In all honesty, man, how cool would it be to see Tiger and Jordan battling it out, you know, and having to coming down to like the 18th hole or the, you know, last couple few holes. But Jordan's got to keep it down the middle, man. I mean, that's really, at the end of the day, with the conditions out there being so windy like they always are, you got to be able to keep the ball down the middle, keep it in the short stuff. Don't get in too much trouble like he did, because he was at 9-under and he gave up a shot. And then I was just watching a little bit ago, and he looked like he was having a little trouble again, where he hit a wayward shot, and he was looking for his ball. And I'm talking about Jordan Spieth. He was looking for his ball, and he wound up reaching into some kind of a bush, and he wound up sticking himself. So you never know what can happen out there. And I suppose if you're looking for your ball, maybe let the other guys, let all the spotters and those guys that are working the course, let them look for your ball, and you don't get your hands in bushes and trees that may wind up giving you a sore finger or something along those lines. But, I mean, let's be honest, how cool would it be, Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods going for it on a Sunday at a major? I mean, that's old school and new school all coming together all in one, and I would love to see it.
Yeah, that would be reminiscent of like Nicholas and Watson back in the day, kind of coming down like at the U.S. Open or a British Open way back in the day, and just see the two best going at it head to head. Now, you know, Dorf, you know, you play a lot of golf. I know that. I used to play a lot of golf, but you know, what's it going to take for these? You know, the PGA talks about all these young guns that they got, right? What's it going to take for them to go on a run like Tiger had in his youth? What do you think?
You know, that's a great question, first of all, because when you look at the field these days, you have so many new winners week in and week out. So it's really difficult. And like you're talking about, all these young guns have so much power. They can hit the ball so far. They have the touch. They have everything, man. So I don't know if we're ever going to see a run like Tiger had again. And to be honest with you, in a certain degree, and Gat, jump in here with me on this too, but I don't mind seeing, you know, the wealth get spread around a little bit. And I know that it's all about dynasties, and we always talk about greatness and things along those lines, but I don't mind seeing the wealth get spread out a little bit, and especially on the PGA Tour, where you have so many first-time winners week in and week out. There's so many young guns coming up, and I just think it really shows you how difficult it is to put four rounds together back to back to back to back. And you know, these guys go out there, and they you know, this is really physical on your body too. So the wear and tear that it takes, and everything. And we obviously have seen what Tiger went through when he was having some trouble too. So with his back and all the problems that he had. So, you know what? I'm not sure that there is going to be somebody that dominates. I think you can kind of spread the wealth around a little bit, guys.
Completely. And Tiger Woods, for the record, is now tied for the lead as of right now. It's like the Tiger Tracker, which I do follow on Twitter. It's fine. Not a golf fan, but I will follow the Tiger Tracker. he's tied for the lead. That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, it makes it appointment television. I mean, people pay attention to Tiger, no matter if he is, you know, playing his best golf or playing his best golf. I mean, I saw on Twitter this morning, Dorf, a bunch of people that I follow that are like, Tiger's actually going to make me watch golf today. I mean, that just tells you about the Tiger effect, that the Tiger effect really hasn't gone away, has it?
No, and that's a great point, because I'm really curious to see what the numbers are when you look at the numbers for today as far as viewership go after everything's said and done. That'll be an interesting to check out, because, like we all know, when Tiger is not in the mix on a Sunday, I guarantee you the ratings and the viewership is way down. But as we all know, if Tiger's in the mix, he's wearing the black and the red, people are going to be watching and people are going to be excited to do it. So I'm interested to see what the ratings are for the day's events. And you know what's interesting about this tournament too, guys, is that it's obviously on relatively early in the day for us here in the United States because of the time difference. So, you know, for you and I, Mike, in Phoenix, Arizona, that thing's done by like noonish or so. And then for Gap, probably, I don't know if you're on the East Coast time zone or Central, but okay. So, yeah, so you know, it's done by 1 o'clock. So, you know, it's an interesting dynamic when you're talking about this tournament and the viewership and the ratings and things along those lines. But I would have to think that they'll be way up if Tiger's in the mix on a Sunday, and that's what we got, man. So enjoy it, embrace it, watch it, and like Gat said, he's now tied for the lead. So this is no longer, you know, a figment of our imagination, guys. This is no longer something where it's a novelty, because that's kind of the way I've looked at it for the last few years when everybody's like, oh, Tiger's going to be lurking. He hasn't been lurking, and all of a sudden he's put it together. So I would be thinking in my head what's happened is mentally, physically, and emotionally, this guy has gotten himself on the right page to go back out there and compete on the PGA Tour the way that we know this guy can. So pretty cool stuff, man. I'm excited.
There's the, I hear the music. We got to get going, Dorf. You enjoy yourself with whatever you're doing today. And we will be in contact, I'm sure, if Tiger wins this or even if he doesn't win it. So,
absolutely, man.
Thanks again, Dorf. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got one more hike left in me, man. So I'm going to get out and enjoy the day one more time, man. So appreciate you two taking over. Really do. Thank you very much.
All right. It'll be Gat and I when we come back talking some Major League Baseball. So stay tuned.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
pitch on the way down to third. Manny Machado makes the stop from his knees and gets the out.
Two on, one out. Hader at the belt. Here's a 3-2. Swing and a ball hammer. Left field, way back there. On its way, out of here. Gene Segura. It's a three-run homer, and the American League has jumped on top. It is 5-2. He got all of it.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined by my good friend, Gracie Terrell. Gracie, we got baseball to talk about. I know you're a big baseball fan. You're a big Kansas City Royal fan. I'm not sure how big of a fan you are this year just because of the way Kansas City's playing this year. But there's a lot of good baseball being played right now. And I want to get your thoughts on the season so far to you. What are your takes on how the season's gone?
Well, the season so far before the All-Star break was kind of as expected. The teams that were supposed to be dominant have been. And it's exciting to always see the All-Star games and the home run derby and all that. But what I find really interesting is what happens afterwards. You know, when you bounce back from that break, it's usually for baseball players that are used to going 100 miles an hour for months at a time, having 4 days off might be a little bit overwhelming for them. One team that has really stuck out a lot, as much as I hate to say it, Oakland A's, they came out and ended Bumgarner's streak of 89 starts with at least five innings. It was the longest active streak in the majors. So there's some stuff happening, rumbling right off the bat after All-Star week, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, and, you know, since you, like I said, since you are a Kansas City Royal fan, what has happened to your Royals? I mean, they're a couple of seasons, two or three seasons removed from winning the whole dang thing. What's happened out there in Kansas City?
Well, we won a championship. So naturally, the course after that is going to be dismantling of whatever free agents and whatever trade options we can get. And I mean, right now, as much as Royals fans would hate to see this happen just because of all the good memories, with Danny Duffy pitching so well, we might be seeing him gone before the trade deadline, along with Mike Moustakas. So when we're talking rebuilding, we're talking guys that you might not have ever heard of that will be starting and filling in. And it's kind of like a goodbye to the yesteryear of Kansas City Royals dominance from 2015. So, you know, we've been through years like this before. The majority of my childhood was sad baseball, and I didn't get to see my first postseason appearance at all until 2014. So to say that we've been spoiled the last few years is kind of an understatement. But you see other dynasties kind of do this. We weren't a dynasty by any means, but back-to-back appearances of World Series, that was pretty awesome. But you see other teams that rise to that and do pretty much anything possible to win at any cost. You see them kind of selling parts and rebuilding from the ground up. The thing that throws me off, this year has been historically bad for us, but you know, we're winning games here and there. The fans are still coming out to the stadium. Like, don't get me wrong, we're not like Marlins fans. We're not like, what is the,
We're not bailing.
Yeah, exactly. We're not bailing. We're still on, the Rays Royal track, you know, and I think it's a rite of passage. I'm sorry, kids growing up, you have to go watch some years of bad baseball in order to appreciate the good baseball. So once again, I'm not worried about it. We got a lot of great prospects. We did well in the draft this year. But it's fun watching other teams kind of go through that ride. You know, the Astros last year, were really fun to watch, and a lot of people said that they were seeing parts of what the 2015 Royals looked like in the Astros. So it's just cool to see other teams go through it and experience other fans, especially on Twitter. You get so many great relationships out of Twitter, and you start to root for teams that your Twitter friends are rooting for just because it's awesome to see them happy.
Right. Yeah. You know, and me being a Chicago Cubs fan, there's plenty of years of bad baseball being a Cubs fan. So you appreciate when they win it all in 2016 and just being in the mix. I mean, my whole thing is just get to the dance, and anything can happen once you get to the dance, and the dance meaning the playoffs, you know, and all that kind of that kind of feeling with it. But, you know, you mentioned the trade deadline. You mentioned prospects. I got a couple questions for you. One, what do you think of Machado going to the Dodgers? I mean, was that not necessarily a steal. I mean, they gave up five, from what I understand, pretty good prospects. But if that's all it took to get Machado, I think some other teams missed out.
I think other teams missed out. You're right about that. And yeah, I mean, they got some for him, but I don't really think that was really what his overall value was.
Yeah,
no, I feel that way about Marcus Peters going to the Rams too. So don't get me started.
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get to all that later in the show. And here's the second thing. And I know I hated this look. I'm an Oregon State Beaver graduate, and they're the national champions in college baseball. They had the pitcher the last couple of years, probably the best pitcher in the country. Luke Heimlich, and we all know the story with Luke. I hated that. I'm one of the few that didn't like that he was on the team. The optics of it, whatever story, whatever side that you want to believe is what you're going to believe, and all that kind of stuff. But I had heard that Kansas City was taking a look at him, brought him in, and maybe even put him through a workout. How would that fan base in Kansas City reacted to a guy like Luke Heimlich on the roster or in the Kansas City Royals system?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. I did a sit down with Brenda Tracy, who, you know, as an Oregon State fan, you know very well. Brenda Tracy's outspoken sexual assault survivor and advocate for those that have been through those situations. I was disturbed because the people that have their bills paid by the Royals here in Kansas City on sports radio flat out were like, oh, we don't know if this actually happened, and started to honestly victim shame a four-year-old at the time, you know, when this all started. I would be disgusted because Dayton Moore has been so actively outspoken against the adult entertainment industry. And it's kind of ironic to me watching him say, oh, he deserves a second chance, when no, he's a child molester. He was convicted. He admitted it. End of story. Like, if that's actually what happened and he was on a sex offender registry, I don't understand how you can sit there and say, condemn adult entertainment industry in one sentence, but yet advocate for Luke Heimlich. Nothing's happened with it, obviously. Kansas City, I would hope, would be disgusted. I know many lifelong Royals fans, including myself, that would just give up on this team flat out if they did something that stupid. We've been priding ourselves on a long time of putting value on character and quality of person in the locker room, and have not taken guys because of that in the past. So what's different about this? This would absolutely make me sick. The guys are a very family oriented team, and they value their friendships and, you know, being a family involved organization. And I don't really think you can have faith in family night when you have a child molester pitching for you. Just throwing that out there.
And I agree, Gat. This was always a tough thing for me to kind of come to grips with my team, with my ride or die team. But, you know, we got, you know, it's just a tough thing. And I would hope that teams would stay away from him, because it's just a PR nightmare. I mean, for a team, that's all it is. We have the Red Sox and the Yankees separated by 4.5 games. Who's going to take that division? What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like you have Aaron Judge on your side with the Yankees, and that guy, obviously from the All-Star game, is a powerhouse. Boston's looking good this season, though. So with those two in the running, it's always going to be a fun AL East division matchup, just because they obviously hate each other so much. There's so much rivalry in that matchup. So I think seeing them go head to head is always going to be the best determination. But so far, you know, the Yankees have a chance to come back and take that. But yeah, I mean, Boston is a solid team this year, and I've seen them kind of sneakily go into first, and then the Yankees have always been dominant, but watching them head to head is going to be the biggest determination.
What about Philly and Atlanta? Philly and Atlanta are two teams that we never thought would be there.
Right.
You know, we always thought it was going to be the Nationals division to lose, and they're 6.5 back. Atlanta's a half game back, and Philly's in the lead. You know, real quick here before we go to break, what are your thoughts with Philly and Atlanta this year?
Well, if Atlanta, if the rumors are true, Atlanta is looking at Mike Moustakas and taking a look at him. There were scouts at the game last night. So Atlanta is obviously going to try to be making moves. Philly didn't even see this one coming. So it's going to be pretty awesome to watch out the battle in the NL East too.
Right. All right. There's the music. We will be back after the break. It is Mike Wilson. It is Gracie Terrell on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And the pitch. Driven deep. To left center field. There it goes. Signature moment. See ya. A two-run home run. A walk-off. And the Yankees win 7-5.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right. Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined once again by my good friend Gracie Terrell, a.k.a. Gap for all you Twitter people out there. Gracie, I was just looking at, you know, we started off talking about golf, and I'm just going to mention a little update here in case you weren't aware, but Tiger is now in the lead. Tiger is in the lead at 7 under. Molinari and Spieth are at 6. So it looks like, you know, for right now, Tiger's made his move. The others are falling back a little bit on a Sunday. What are your thoughts real quick with Tiger in the lead?
I'm so excited. This is exactly what I wanted for him to happen. He's a great, great player, and just got let some Denny's waitresses kind of screw up his life there for a while.
It's some Denny waitresses. That's good. That's good. So, you know, we were talking about baseball. We were talking about a lot of things, trade deadline deals, Machado, you know, Kansas City. And we had just finished talking about, you know, the Red Sox and the Yankees and Phillies and the Braves. Did you have any other thoughts in terms of who's going to take it between the Braves and the Phillies, or is this going to come down to the last week, the last day of the season?
I think it will come down to the last week of the season, just because the Braves started out very, very strongly this year, and Philly kind of crept up in there, and they also have appeared to stay dominant. But I have a feeling that the Braves are going to be making some moves. Like I said before the break, if they're looking at Mike Moustakas, that'd be one heck of a deal for them to make. And of course, that's some place that we're familiar with Dayton Moore and everything. So it'd be nice to see Moose go somewhere where he can win, just keep winning and maybe get back on a team that actually like makes it to the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, and now, you know, you take a look at each one of these divisions in the National League, and we were just talking about Philly, the Phillies and the Braves. Now we got the Cubs and the Brewers. Who would ever thought that the Brew Crew would be hanging around? I mean, they were in the lead in that Central for a long time, but Chicago is starting to come around. They're 6-4 in their last 10. You know, the Cubs at home have been pretty good at 30-17. What are your feelings with, you know, can Milwaukee stay up with a heavily talented Cubs team?
You know, and I thought like the AL Central was kind of a dumpster fire, but really the NL Central, besides the Cubs and the Brewers, it's kind of a mess. So I think the Cubs can keep up the pace. Obviously, when they face guys like Matt Carpenter, when he homers in the last 6 games he's been in, and, you know, you have these other teams that they're facing that can easily knock them off their pedestal. The Brewers hanging in there, they're once again part of the controversial baseball stuff with that kid Hader that apparently just wanted to send out some racist tweets back in the day. So, you know, there's just, I feel like the Cubs have a lot better chance of staying in the lead. The Brewers have a lot of stuff off the field going on. Didn't seem to slow their fans down by giving the kid a standing ovation yesterday, I believe. So right. It's interesting to see how many like off the field antics really and truly affect a team. So hopefully the Brewers can stay in there, but the Cubs are playing good baseball, and you know, everyone's like, oh, they won a World Series, now they're going to be horrible. That's not necessarily true. They've still got a lot of great players on there, and they're obviously doing well.
Right. You know, and let me get, you know, that whole thing with that Brewer pitcher. What are your feelings with that? I mean, do you stack it up to be like, okay, the kid was young. He was 17, 18 years old when he made when he tweeted those things out, or, you know, for me, it's more, okay, this whole he was a kid thing and, you know, you got to give him another chance. You know, he's 17, 18 years old. He knew exactly what he was putting out there. The kids know right from wrong starting out like at 12 years old, you know, 6 years old, whatever it may be. But what are your feelings with stuff like this that, you know, that Brewer pitcher, by all accounts, I mean, he's had a good season. I mean, he was in the All-Star game. What do you say with all that?
I say that it's pathetic to use the excuse of him being childlike. And I think I can't remember what writer came out like that. I know that my kids don't use that word and don't make racist connotations. You're obviously, it's a product of your environment. You're not, you don't just, you know, become born with hatred in your heart. So obviously there was things that led him to believe that was okay. No, you know, right from wrong. That's not acceptable. And it's obviously something that it's a behavioral issue. And if I were his teammate and a person of color on his team, I would be incredibly annoyed with him. And I would just be like, you know what? It's kind of like that Riley Cooper situation. Kids get away with saying stuff because people don't say, hey, don't do that. So it falls on everyone that has condoned it along the years or thought it was cute or funny or whatever. It's not. Racism is not okay. And something that we shouldn't even have to be discussing in 2018. But thanks to, you know, old tweets and everything else that people can dig up, just be careful what you say on social media. I mean, I'm obviously no one to talk about that. I say whatever's on my mind, but I'm still not making racist, sexist, stupid comments.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, and you and I follow each other, and we followed each other a long time on Twitter. And I can certainly say that, you know, you don't make those kind of tweets. You do speak your mind, but you're not speaking from a racist point of view, a sexist point of view, or anything like that.
Right.
You know, moving on to the West Division, I mean, we got the Dodgers, the Rockies, the D-backs, and even the Giants are only four games back, but the Rockies and the D-backs are a game and a half back. Are the Dodgers going to go on a tear, or is this going to be down like we were talking about with – you know, the Phillies and the Braves, like the last week, the last game, maybe the last game of the season to determine who comes out of the West? And who do you think comes out of the West?
What, you don't want to put San Diego in the running for that one?
Well, you know, they're 15 games back. They're probably, yeah. You know, they're on the beach too much down there in San Diego.
I dig it. No, I think it's going to come down to the wire. That's what the beauty of baseball is. Everything can change game per game. Obviously, with the addition of Machado, that's going to be a strong suit and a strong case for the Dodgers to continue doing well. I have to say that the West Division is pretty open from what I can tell, especially San Francisco is only four games back and they're in fourth. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that is a very competitive division.
Yeah, and you can never – the thing with the Giants is you can never count those guys out. They always seem like they'll make a late-season run, a second-half run, and kind of come up with a playoff spot. And then you and I both know when the Giants get in the playoffs, things happen, don't they?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, so –
you don't want to,
2014 was still too soon.
It's still too soon. But let me get back. You had mentioned the AL Central as kind of being a dumpster fire. And really, if you took a look at it, at all the divisions, it is the weakest. It is the kind of a dumpster fire. I mean, Cleveland's running away with it. Can Cleveland put something together and make a run in the playoffs? Or is it they're in such a weak division, they're not really being challenged? And maybe that comes back to bite them in the backside come playoff time.
I think Cleveland is the prettiest girl in a room full of not so pretty people right now. You know, we have
gotcha.
So many different chances to see them go up against opponents that are actually pretty strong in their divisions. Cleveland, I feel like they have the World Series appearance hangovers going on, and I don't really know what exactly they think they're doing. They've gotten rid of a few guys. They brought on a few guys, nothing really monumental. They don't really seem like they're building up for anything. I feel like just winning the division for them this year would be a solid step.
Just solid step in the right direction. Now, let me ask you this, because you know I don't get to talk baseball a lot. We talk a lot of
that's true
football, but we don't want to talk a lot of baseball. Who's been the biggest surprise for you in terms of a team, a player, and who's been the biggest disappointment in terms maybe of a team or a player so far?
I mean, if we're talking all the divisions, right?
Right.
Okay, I was like, in the Central, I mean, the disappointment by far would be the Royals. but no, in general, right. Oakland has really been surprising for me. And maybe it's just because I don't follow them as much. But you know, they've had sold out games recently. They've had high attendance ratings. You know, they've had a lot of strong, showings, and the fact that they shut down, Bumgarner, I thought that was pretty amazing. So that's a very dominant pitcher, and, Oakland A's seem to be doing all right.
Yeah, they do. And you know, if you stay in that division, Seattle for me, I'm telling you, Seattle, you know, Cano goes down with it's not an injury, but he was putting something in his system that, you know, that he shouldn't have been. And he goes out for a number of games. And I still think he's out for a good the next good portion of the season, but they're sticking right in there. I mean, they're six games back of Houston, which at this point you would have thought Seattle wouldn't have been anywhere near six games from Houston. And even I think Seattle and Houston were swapping spots there for a while in terms of the first place in that division. But what do you think about Houston? Obviously, Houston has some things that they can use to help them repeat for another World Series championship. But who's going to be the team that possibly knocks them off, Gap? What do you think?
At this point, Seattle is obviously looking like the front runner to knock them off. But Oakland is still doing well. If they keep up the pace, the AL West could be a really exciting division to watch. Houston, you know, did really well in the World Series. Obviously, they played small ball, kind of like the Royals did back in 2015. And when we got to play them in the ALDS, I believe, it was just very intense to watch the two teams kind of try to outlast each other. And the Astros have improved since then. They are continuing to be strong in their division. So if anybody, it's probably going to be Seattle that knocks them off.
Maybe knocks them off in the division. But let's say Houston, you know, I'm just going to make the assumption Houston makes it back to the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about playoffs, man.
Playoffs, yeah. Who knocks them off in the playoffs? Is it going to be the Red Sox? Is it going to be the Yankees? Is it going to be Cleveland or, you know, somebody else?
Like, well, it's definitely not going to be Cleveland. What's going to happen? I'll tell you that. Cleveland is not happening. We'll just cross them off. You know, Boston.
Cleveland will not rock. Yeah,
Cleveland will not rock. You're 100% right. I definitely would see the Red Sox being a great opponent for them and possibly being able to beat them.
Right, yeah. You know, my pick is either going to be the Red Sox or the Yankees. I think they have, if not the same amount of power and pitching to go up against Houston. The Yankees gave Houston a good run last year in the playoffs, and that was exciting baseball. And you know, real quick here before the break, what does baseball have to do better to crack into maybe the top three of sports, maybe the top two of sports in this country?
That's a really good question, because a lot of the times people say, well, what could baseball, you know, market to younger generation and make it into something that kids want to watch? I think that baseball just has to continue selling the experience of being out of the ballpark, because that's the number one thing that did it for me as a kid. I still have more memories being at Royals games as a kid, because Arrowhead was not a place to be for a child. Still isn't. Not a great place to take your kid. Unless they're driving you home. If they're that age, then it's one thing. But, right. You know, it's really the baseball experience of being able to go out to the ball game, you know, and watch the batting practices and get to know the players, and even the players that might be up and coming, and they might be people that no one's heard of. But, you know, giving those guys a time of day and really following a team and building on the sense of just it being the America's pastime. And it's just the experience of going out to the ballpark. So making that more accessible, maybe more affordable for people of all walks of life would be great. So that's all you can really do at the end of the day, is try to hope that your game sells itself on the experience.
Right. And, you know, there's the music. But I agree with you in terms of selling the experience of being at the ballpark, having a good time, making it a family event. And I also think they have to do a better job of selling their players as well. There's a lot of good young talent in Major League Baseball right now. But there's the music. We will be back after the break. It is Gracie Terrell. It is Mike Wilson on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Swing and a drive to left field. Benintendi setting up at the wall, and that one's gone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour one, Gat, has flown by, and that is always the case. What do you say?
Definitely. I think that any time that we get to talk about golf and baseball, the fun stuff, it's just really just a precursor for the greatest sport out there, which is football.
Yeah, and we have media days have already been happening for some conferences. We got NFL training camps. In hour number two, we're going to get into college football. We're going to get into NFL training camps and quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff. But you know, Gat, where can people find you on Twitter, real quick?
You can find me on Twitter at Sprotsgat. That's Sprotsgat. I spelled it like that on purpose.
And you can certainly find me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. I'm all over LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I know Gat is as well. But hour two, Gat, football. Are you ready for some football?
I think my favorite part of this week was being able to switch into Big 12 football coverage mode. I know you were with Pac-12, but getting to do media spots, talking about media days about Big 12 football was kind of the greatest thing ever. So I am back on the hype train of less than a month to go before we start seeing some preseason games and some college football warmups. And I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I got media day out in Los Angeles this week, so I'll be headed out there to talk to Chip Kelly and Kevin Sumlin and all the different players that are showing up. But we will do that after we come back for hour number two on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. This week, it's Mike Wilson, myself, and Gracie Terrell, a.k.a. Gat. We will see you after the break, everybody.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman is dead and a suspect now in custody after a hostage standoff at a food store in Los Angeles Saturday. LA police say a woman fatally shot inside a Trader Joe's, rescued by authorities but later passing away. Police arrested the suspect without incident after long negotiations, which ended kind of strangely. Here's Mayor Eric Garcetti.
The suspect at the end asked for handcuffs. He handcuffed himself and then released himself into the custody of LAPD.
The food store standoff followed a police chase after the suspect allegedly shot his grandmother multiple times. Angry at Trump administration policies against Iran, the Iranian president's warning the U.S. that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, saying, "Don't play with the lion's tail." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump takes to Twitter to address the FBI raid at his former lawyer's office and more. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who apparently recorded the president about a potential payment to a woman. The president saying on Twitter, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning, almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal."
A survivor from the duck boat tragedy in Missouri says the boat captain showed the passengers the life jackets, but said they wouldn't need to put them on. At a news conference, Tia Coleman tearfully remembered the family members she lost in that tragedy, saying she's not sure how she made it out alive. She lost 9 of her family members when the boat capsized Thursday night on a lake near Branson, Missouri. Tia's husband and 3 kids among the people who died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
An uneasy ceasefire between Hamas and Israel still in effect in the Gaza Strip. It was relatively calm on Saturday, according to witnesses. The ceasefire, announced after a wave of strikes on Hamas targets by Israel in response to the death of an Israeli soldier near the border on Friday. Israel says it has no interest in engaging in another war with Hamas, but says it will not tolerate the Gaza militant campaign of flying rockets into Israel on a regular basis. Former NASA astronaut, second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, noticeably absent from a Saturday night gala to kick off a year-long celebration of the 50-year anniversary of the first moon landing, even though his nonprofit Space Education Foundation is a sponsor of the event. That black tie Apollo celebration gala was held under a Saturn V rocket at the Kennedy Space Center, and hundreds of people attended. Aldrin's absence, though, comes just a month after he sued 2 of his adult children and a former business manager, accusing them of misusing his credit cards, transferring money from an account, and slandering him, saying he has dementia. And weeks ago, Andrew and Jan Aldrin did file a petition claiming the 88-year-old was suffering from memory loss, paranoia, and confusion. Andrew Aldrin acknowledging his father's absence at the gala, saying, "We're sorry, Dad can't be here." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good morning to some of us still on the West Coast. Good afternoon to others of you that are east of the West Coast. But we are the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hosted this week by myself, Mike Wilson, and my good friend, Gracie Terrell. And, you know, that first hour, like I said, it flew by. We're talking baseball. We were talking golf. And I just to update those of you who haven't been paying attention, you may want to get to your television sets. We got Tiger Woods. Yes, Tiger Woods still in the lead by a stroke. He is on the 11th hole, I believe. He is at 7 under. The pack has come back to him. He's made some birdies. He is in contention. Hashtag appointment television for the British Open, or as the Euros would call it, the Open. So,
Mike, I got some bad news for you.
Sure.
He's back tied for fifth now.
He's tied for fifth now?
Yes. He had a couple of bad runs. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Man, no. I had just checked that a few minutes ago. Well, that tells you how quickly things can go off the rails.
He's on hole 11, but he's back tied at fifth. So
he's tied with fifth. Okay. So when we come back from the break, we will talk about Gatson and I's favorite sport, college football. We have a lot to talk about with the Big 12, the Pac 12, Alabama, Clemson, all those top-ranked teams, but we will get back to you after these messages.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Fourth and 20, Badgers of their own 47. Hornibrook gets the snap. Drops back at his 37. Hornibrook fires middle of the field, and it's intercepted by Ohio State. Damon Webb goes down at the 29-yard line as he picked it off in the middle of the field. Damon Webb, senior safety, with his fourth interception of the year. And Ohio State's got to burn 1:09 off the clock to win a Big Ten title.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, man, I'm telling you what, that is so good to hear. Picked off, touchdown pass, deep ball. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hosted by myself, Mike Wilson, and my good friend, Gracie Terrell. Gracie, we get to talk about what we love to talk about, and that is college football here. How good is that? You know, that intro, you know, picked off down the field, deep throw. I mean, it's music to my ears. What about you?
Oh, exactly. And being able to get back into the football swing of things. I'm not going to lie. You know, during the summer, it's hard. And I know that you guys do a great job consistently. You know, every Sunday you're here talking about sports. It is very difficult in the summertime with a bad baseball team like I have, being Kansas City located, just getting into much at all. You know, at some points I find myself like, when is it college football season? And I wait all year for it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. But it's a great feeling of being overwhelmed because I can't wait. I've even been doing those whole way too early preseason top 25 schools out there. So it's just been a mess. Like, I've just have been so excited waiting for it to finally be football season again.
Right. And when the media, for me, it's when the media days start happening for each conference. I'm like, all right, college football's back. And talking about being back in college football, you're in Big 12 country. Tell us a little bit, what do you expect out of the Big 12? What teams are, I mean, is it Oklahoma again? It kind of seems like it's Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. And then people, I don't know, are they overestimating Texas and Tom Herman a little bit? Or is Texas being undersold? What say you?
There is no such thing as Texas being undersold, especially in this conference. They are full of hot air, as always. Tom Herman had one of the most aggressively obnoxious Big 12 Media Day showings I've ever seen. Comes out, starts talking about how much his guys can squat, how much they're doing in the weight room. I'm sure he would talk about the color of their urine and his hydration charts that he has all over their locker room. Right. Texas just came out way too much, just way too much. And it was just very in your face, kind of pretty much what Texas is known for. But I think they're totally being overrated right now. Oklahoma obviously still has one of the best recruiting classes out there. Lincoln Riley's done a great job at head coach, and they've really taken a page from the Bob Stoops manual with, you know, not freaking out. Hey, Bob Stoops is gone. Let's not forget about this. But they've really and truly developed more from it, if that was even possible. So Oklahoma State is, of course, being talked about as well. A little bit, I say, less than Oklahoma and Texas. But Oklahoma State's got a good team. It's just going to be like what's going to happen at quarterback. There's a lot of missing pieces in the Big 12 right now as far as quarterback goes. So I think the biggest one is going to be out in West Virginia. Will Grier, they've been talking about nonstop. Dana Holgorsen made some comments alluding to the fact that he doesn't usually endorse quarterbacks this early in the season, but he thinks he's the real deal. I mentioned that, you know, we've seen that happen before. Dana Holgorsen thought Geno Smith was the real deal. So we all know how that went. Right. But we'll just see, because K-State, my team that I cover for SB Nation, is got a little bit of a quarterback battle as well. Not that long ago, we saw a dual quarterback system being used by Bill Snyder, and let's just say it did not end well. So I really hope that we make a strong decision and stick with it by the beginning of the season, because I don't think I've seen a dual quarterback system in college football that was a good idea.
Right. Yeah. No, I would absolutely agree with you. I've always been of the mindset that if you got two quarterbacks, you don't really have any, because you don't have a definitive number one, and you need a definitive number one, because if you're playing two, and you know this as well as I do, as much as that we cover college football, the top ranked guy, the guy that's the starter, he kind of sets the tone, and he has his own cadence. He has his own rhythm. And then if you bring in this second guy, it can break up all that rhythm. It can kind of sabotage a team's drive down the field if you keep going between two different guys. But let me ask you this. I mean, you mentioned Will Grier, and you mentioned some quarterback issues within the conference itself. What are they going to do at Oklahoma? I mean, they lost Baker Mayfield, number one draft pick of the Cleveland Browns, Heisman Trophy winner, and as some people would say, just, you know, all in all, kind of a badass kind of player. What's Oklahoma going to do? Who was waiting in the wings, and who's going to take over?
That's amazing point that, you know, we have these guys that that make such a big impression like that. Basically, I believe Kyler Murray is going to be the starting quarterback now, but he was just drafted by the Oakland A's, I guess, during the MLB draft. So Kyler Murray obviously is an athletic individual. So I think that we're going to have him. It'll be pretty cool to see him playing quarterback, and knowing that he's so good that he already went in the MLB draft. So
is he one of those dual threat guys?
Exactly. Like
And is he more mobile than Baker?
You know, I think he actually is. Baker was kind of, he was just underestimated just simply because his speed was not what, you know, a typical Big 12 quarterback light on their feet. And he's not a Patrick Mahomes, we'll put it that way. Okay. And it'll be interesting to just kind of see what happens with Kyler Murray just going into the season. And there's also, I believe, another guy that's a sophomore that could be easily be backup, but I don't think we've seen anything besides spring game footage on him. So it'll be interesting for Oklahoma. I think either way, we're going to see a dominant offense as always from them, because, well, that's just what they're known for. But I really want to get back to the Big 12 style of defense and having that be kind of a signature point for us, with teams like TCU and Baylor that traditionally have just run up the score, and they have games that look like basketball games with as many points as they put up. I really just want to see the Big 12 defense kind of rise back up to glory like that, like they used to be.
Yeah. To me, when I cover the Pac-12, you cover the Big 12, you know, those are the two conferences that people just go, man, it's basketball on grass. Like the defense. Maybe it's kind of an afterthought. I would also like to see those two conferences kind of get back to some hard hitting defenses. You can make stops and not these 55, 50 games or 65, 14 games kind of deal. But did Lincoln Riley, just the head coach there at Oklahoma, did he just walk into a sweet situation last year for his first year?
Yeah, he definitely did. Yeah. And having, you know, Stoops's recruits and everything else, and then having as good of a showing as they did, it's pretty cool to see such a young coach be successful. It'd be great if K-State didn't have to play them each year, but a great representation of the Big 12 as far as that goes. I'm looking from a Big 12 perspective and how it benefits us. As a K-State fan, I would argue about that, but, you know, Oklahoma has just been a solid component of the Big 12, if not one of the best components of the Big 12 in the last decade. So you can't really say too much about that. They've made an appearance in the college football playoff and we haven't. So that's it.
Yeah. Game, set, match right there for them. But, you know, you had mentioned Will Greer out there. You know, we all know Will Greer went to Florida. He transferred up to West Virginia. Is he the best quarterback in the conference this year?
You know, without seeing the other opponents of that yet, I would have to be skeptical of that statement, but at the same time, he's the only one that we have seen that I think could be dominant in the very beginning. But then again, like I said, Geno Smith was dominant in the beginning.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen Will Greer play, right? So that's what we know right now. So, you know, you move on from Greer, then you go down, you know, you got Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State loses Mason Randolph, who gets drafted by Pittsburgh, by the Steelers. So what guy are they bringing in to replace Mason?
That's a good question, because Mike Gundy didn't really actually clarify that at all at Media Days. He kind of just led some vague comments about it. And it was just one of those things that they have a couple of them, Taylor Cornelius. They have Keandra Woodtree and John Kohler. So they've got options, but they have not actually come out and said which one is going to be starting.
Yeah. So real quick, before we go to break here, we will come back and be talking about some more Big 12 football. There's a lot to talk about. The seasons and practices are around the corner. We'll talk some Pac-12 here in a little bit. But we will continue after the break with Big 12 football with Gracie Terrell and myself, Mike Wilson, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it?
for a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Ortschlager to the sideline, caught. First down!
Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me! Hurt my feelings!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hearing Gus Johnson, man, that is so good. I love hearing Gus Johnson. A lot of people don't like him. I love the guy. He brings a lot of excitement back into football. But welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hosted by myself, Mike Wilson, and my good friend, Gracie. Gracie, we were talking about Big 12 football here before the break. And you know, I told you I got a few other questions for you about the Big 12. Who's gonna be the surprise team? Who's the team that's kind of being undersold, kind of lying in the bushes, kind of thing? That could you get a few breaks here and there, could make a surprise run in the Big 12.
You know, I hate to say it, just simply because I do cover them, so it's not completely biased. But K-State is seasonally underrated. It's kind of a nice thing to have that, just simply because a lot of the times. You know, we don't really want to have all the hype. We kind of want to kind of surprise people, to put it mildly. And, you know, even though we're returning five starters, you know, I think it'd be really cool to see Bill Snyder just kind of switch it up a little bit. We got a lot of young coordinators. We've got rid of some old coordinators that just did the same thing over and over again and didn't understand why it didn't work. So it's really exciting to see the possibilities of us making a run for it in the Big 12. The one team that I think might improve to actually winning a few games this year would be Kansas. They've been just bad year after year after year, but with Coach Beatty in there, he has a lot of promising, improvements coming to light. So there's just a lot going on with the Big 12. And as always, TCU and Baylor have kind of fallen off in the conversation just simply because, you know, we kind of forget that they exist at times. Gary Patterson's a heck of a coach, and he made a lot of great points at Media Days. But I'm just looking forward to seeing the competition field being a little bit more even this year. You know, without Baker Mayfield, we'll see what happens. But, you know, West Virginia could be the dominant one over Oklahoma, so you never know.
And you mentioned Baylor, and I was going to get to this because, you know, I know your feelings with the Baylor program and everything it's gone through. Have those feelings changed with Baylor at all?
No, I think they should have gotten the death penalty, to be honest. And after speaking with Brenda Tracy a couple weeks ago, she still is kind of concerned as to why they haven't. But Baylor, it was an abomination of a school and a program, and they really did a disservice to their time-honored traditional name. So I really just don't see much going on there. There's just still too much of a, rumbling and distraction with Baylor.
Yeah, and last question here for you, then we'll move on to the Pac-12. Does college football need to expand the playoff, or do you like it as the four-team playoff?
I am always an advocate for more football. So anytime there can be more football, I'm all in. So if we could get an 8-team, I mean, at this point, I would settle for a 6-team playoff. I think that'd be a little bit more accurate, just simply because 4 seems to be kind of difficult when we have, you know, the Power 5 conferences already. And, you know, you can't get everyone in. And there's a lot of teams that should have made a run for it and deserve to, and they didn't get to. So I think, yeah, expanding the college football playoff would be a good idea, hopefully up to 8 teams. But like I said, I'd settle for 6.
Right. You got to take baby steps before you jump into the big end of the pool. Right.
Right.
I would also say that, you know, from your perspective, my perspective, you know, we write about sports, we talk about sports and all, you know, college football and all those kind of things, you know, notwithstanding the four team playoff gives us plenty to talk about, when it gets down to November and December, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, I mean, it just really does because of all the controversy. Now, let's jump out to the West Coast. You know, the West Coast is the best coast, you know, but that's just me. But we have a conference that needs to, in my view, I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but they need to make a comeback, because the bowl season for them was just horrendous. Mm-hmm. They were 1-8. Or 1-9 in the bowl season last year, with Utah being the only win in during the bowl season. And I think they beat a West Virginia team like out at the San Francisco Bowl or the Chick-fil-A Bowl or whatever they have out there. But, you know, on Wednesday, I'll be out in Los Angeles talking, you know, doing the Pac-12 media day. It's only a day this year. They've condensed it down from 2 days to 1 day. You know, I talk with my contacts at the conference and they give me a myriad of reasons why. I think maybe it comes down to money, but they just don't have what it takes to really host a huge kind of media day thing. But when you think of the Pac-12, Gracie, what goes through your mind?
Well, I mean, first of all, just looking at the going into the preseason, like the way too early rankings, the Pac-12 is missing a lot from this top 25. And you see, like in the top 10 is Washington. But it's like, I remember when the Pac-12, you and I were talking about this back in the day, and they were making an argument for being one of the best conferences in college football. So it would be nice to see them kind of build back up. You know, Oregon has not been what it used to be. And obviously it's been obvious. USC and UCLA were up there for a while too, and just kind of seeing that not fall necessarily, but not be what they used to be. So yeah, I could see where you're saying that the Pac-12 needs to get back and get it together a little bit.
Yeah, they really do. And I can't put my finger on why they were so bad. I just don't want to say it's because it is weren't talented enough. I mean, you take a look at Washington. Okay, Washington's going to be a poll both of who's going to finish where, who's going to be in the title game, who's going to win the title game. I got Washington winning the title game. They got their quarterback in Jake Browning. They have their running back, Miles Gaskin. And if you want a guy to take a look at and keep your eye on, is Miles Gaskin. He's a small little dude. He's about 5'9", maybe 5'10" on a good day, but he has track speed, like world record kind of track speed. Out of the backfield, he can catch passes out of the backfield. The offensive line for Washington is coming back, and they have. I stood next to their offensive line during the game when they came down to ASU. They're huge. I mean, they got talent all over the field. The back end. The DBs, the safeties for that team are just amazing. If Washington doesn't come out of the Pac-12 in terms of having maybe a playoff shot, then I don't know what to say, because the rest of it is up in the air. You know, Sam Darnold gone from USC. What does USC do in terms of the quarterback? Not that they don't have any, but they're going to have a lot of talent that's not proven. You can put as many, you can feel probably the same way as I do. You can put as many stars in front of a kid, but until he gets under the big lights in an actual game, you don't know what you got. So Darnold's gone. Ronald Jones from USC is gone. They're big, the nice speedy running back. Arizona State, Herm Edwards, the preacher, they call him. What are we going to to get with how they're doing things in their program now. U of A, new coach, Kevin Sumlin, what does he bring? Khalil Tate, you know, he showed what he can do in terms of running the ball last year. It's going to be interesting in Oregon. Oregon may have the one of the top two quarterbacks in the conference. And it'll be interesting to see what he does as the target's going to be on his back. There's a lot of Duck fans, and you know this. I mean, I'm from the great state of Oregon. Half my family is Ducks. The other half of us are Beavers. The Duck fans up there are charged up. They think they're going to take down Washington. They're that fired up. But once again, they're missing talent. Talent graduated. Talent got drafted. So we will see what happens at Oregon. They went through a coaching change late in the year. You know, Willie Taggart left for Florida State. They got Mario Cristobal filling in. Nothing, because they got their backsides handed to them in the Las Vegas Bowl by Boise State. There's a lot of unknowns.
You're not wrong.
And I know that you think, yeah, you know, but we will get to all that. I mean, I hear the music, so we'll keep talking Pac-12 football when we come back. But there is a lot of things going on in the Pac-12 that, yeah, they got to prove themselves. We will see if they can prove themselves once the season gets going. But we will get to all that after the break on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Mike Wilson, and my good friend, Gracie Terrell.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Odrabino Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils. Just saying.
Well, you can see,
we're good, brother. We're
you can
good.
See devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am hosting with Gracie Terrell this weekend, while Andy Dorf, the usual host, is on assignment. We were just talking Pac-12 football, and you just heard coming out of the break there, Herm Edwards. Herm is what I like to call the preacher. That's funny, that clip. I was sitting pretty close to that guy that had asked that question. And Herm and the way they're going to do things at Arizona State this weekend is kind of like an NFL model. And I'm just, call me a skeptic with this, but, you know, threatened to cut players. He's going to run it like he's the GM. Coaches do their job. So we will see in Gracie, sorry. What are your thoughts with a program running a college program can be a page from the NFL in terms of how they run their program?
Well, if it's anything like Herm Edwards' coaching career in the NFL, I would be terrified. I'm sorry, I have Herm Edwards.
What
PTSD
would now I know that. Okay, so what? Okay.
So pretty much with Herm Edwards, watching him through Kansas City, that's been the scariest part to me. Seeing his passion is exciting. Seeing what he does is exciting. And knowing that, you know, we still have this coach that has a lot of tricks up his sleeve going into the college system. We've seen it before with Chip Kelly going from college to pro, but going from pro to college, we'll see what happens. I think that Herm could be a great addition to Arizona State, but like the practices and kind of like the ridiculousness of it all is what Herm Edwards is known for. So if they're calling him the preacher down at Arizona State, that's great. But I think my favorite Herm Edwards moments happened when he would be guest commentating on ESPN and he would be sitting in there and just going off about different things.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about Herm, you talk about, you know, he likes, I don't know, he seems like a guy that likes to make statements and he likes to be, I don't know, he kind of seems like he wants to be the center of attention in a room. And I can understand why you would have PTSD, whatever, you know, from this coach. There's a lot of skeptics here in the Valley of the Sun, in Phoenix, in Tempe, that are just, we're really kind of anxious to see how all this works out. But, you know, the proof is in the pudding. If he wins, then he shuts everybody up. If he doesn't win, then he's out of here in 3 years, you know, whatever, yeah. Or maybe even sooner. But, you know, when you take a look at the Pac-12, and I was talking about this before the break, as a whole, there is a lot to prove for the conference. I kind of think that we get looked at as a conference and everybody kind of laughs. Oh, it's that conference out there that, you know, they're too busy doing skiing and water skiing. And, you know, there's too many other things for us to do that the rest of the people don't
think that we take football seriously, which I think is a misnomer. I really do. We do take our football seriously. Now, I don't know if we take it as seriously as people in the South or even people in your neck of the woods out there. But would that be a fair assessment, Gat, that I'm making about the conference?
Yeah, I think people look at the Pac-12 kind of as the new kid, even though they're not. But I think with guys like you said, with Kevin Sumlin and even Herm Edwards, as ridiculous as he can be, he's kind of like the LeVar Ball of the college football world right now with his antics. But, you know, dialing back and going back to the basics, they are good, solid coaches that know how to run a team. It's just a matter of putting the Pac-12 back on the map.
Right. And let's not forget that we do have this new coach as well. Well, he's kind of new, but he goes by the name of Chip Kelly, and he is new, you know, and you can, you know, people want to criticize this guy for things that, you know, that he didn't have the career in the NFL that he had and all those kind of things. But one thing that he has shown is that he can certainly win on the college level, and he won at a school that, you know, people typically in the past had never really even looked at as a serious contender at Oregon. Now he's at UCLA. He has UCLA money. He has UCLA boosters, you know, backing him. What were your thoughts when you heard Chip Kelly going to UCLA?
I thought it was about time for him to get back into college football. That's what he excelled at. And that's what he was best at. And I think that program is a great fit for him simply because they have the support and they have the money, more importantly, to get a coach like that in. And they're kind of tired of competing with USC. They want to kind of make a statement and get back on top and, you know, make a big splash in the Pac-12, and perfect guy to take him there.
Yeah, and let's not forget, he probably has the best stadium to sell recruits on to play in, right? You know, at the Rose Bowl Stadium. So it'll be interesting to see how Chip gets that program rolling. I'm not looking for too many big things out of him this year. I think next year is when the program takes off, and then that rivalry with the Trojans, you know, 35 minutes away down there in L.A., between the two schools really takes off as next year. But, you know, the bottom line is the Pac-12 has to come to play, and they have to come to play every week for the rest of the country to take us seriously. And I think one big way that we can make a splash is Washington plays Auburn the very first game of the year in Atlanta. So if the Huskies can beat Auburn, that'll probably turn some heads, and that would be a good thing for the Pac-12. I think the people in the South might have a coronary if Washington was able to do that. But, you know, Washington has some talent, and the rest of the country needs to know that there is talent out here. We do have teams, and, you know, and don't sleep on the Pac-12, or it might come back to bite you. But your overall feelings about college football this year, is it Clemson and Alabama again and everybody else?
You know, Alabama is always going to be in the front running of it. Clemson, maybe. You know, we're going to see a lot more of competition throughout the SEC this year. I know Tennessee fans are always sold on their team, which I'm never really sold on a Tennessee team. I've seen them collapse way too much. Right. But in the first part of the season, we're actually going to get to see Big 12 SEC matchup with K-State and Mississippi State. So that'll be really cool to have as a non-con game going against Power 5. So, you know, we'll just see what happens with the top-level teams. Georgia's going to be really good this year, too. And then you have the always favorite Ohio State. So we'll see what's going on and the normal front runners for that number one spot. But, of course, as long as Nick Saban's coaching college football, we're all in for a show.
Right. And you know what, you know, Nick Saban brought up during the SEC media days that, you know, he's in favor of playing 9 conference games. Pac-12 and the Big Ten have always been playing 9 conference games for a long time now. Do you think everybody needs to get on the same page? I'm not sure how many conference games in the Big 12 they play. You can enlighten us on that. But does everybody need to be playing the same amount of conference games?
I think so. I think the Big 12 round robin type schedule is great, but I think it's the non-con games that really sell it in the end. And, you know, with Alabama playing cupcake schools, which is a thing that they've always been doing, and their non-con opponents, it really comes down to these athletic programs that step out of their comfort zone and schedule an opponent that, you know, might not be easy to win against. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how this opponent being in our side, because we played Vanderbilt in the past, we've played Stanford, we've done Auburn, and you know, if K-State was an actual contender at the end of the season, then it'd be a little bit different. Hopefully those games would count more for us. But overall, I think it's better when college football tries to play at the highest level possible and, you know, the most competitive level possible. So it'd be great to see more people adapting that kind of mind frame. But we'll see what happens with Nick Saban, maybe going against an opponent that he would have to do some homework on beforehand.
Right. And, you know, you talked about the highest level possible, and that's a good segue to the NFL. Let's spend a few minutes here talking about the NFL. You got a lot of change going on there in Kansas City Chief land. You got Patrick Mahomes now. I know you've been a big fan of Mahomes since the day that Kansas City drafted him. I know that you wanted him in there. What's he going to bring to the table for your Chiefs?
He's going to bring a style of play that we haven't seen in a while. Obviously, when he played one of the last games of the season last year, we got to see more of what he's capable of. But the kid is just night and day with Alex Smith. You know, Alex Smith was solid, very in control quarterback, and just played like he was scared of getting hit for the most part, which obviously I mentioned this before. He did have a lacerated spleen at the end of the 2014 season. He was hit that much and our O-line sucked that bad. So he was always kind of playing scared and playing like, oh man, don't get hurt. Mahomes has a rocket for an arm, and that's no overestimate at all. Like, this kid is the real deal. It's just a matter of getting the right components around him, having that O-line be as solid as possible, and really making sure that our defense bounces back from a few people that we just don't have anymore.
Real quick here, what do you think about all the, you know, Brady and Gronk missed the OTAs and all that kind of stuff? Was that much ado about nothing, in your opinion?
Oh, of course. Anytime that practice makes headlines, I just think of Allen Iverson and, like, why are we talking about this, you know?
Yeah. Now, who's going to be your surprise team? Who do you think is that team? And we'll take Kansas City out of it. Who's that team you think could make a run this year?
I think the Rams. You know, it's really impressive what they've been building. They had a great show out last year. Obviously, it was great to see Marcus Peters, if he's going to go anywhere, go to a team that's really building something. You know, the Raiders, everybody thinks they're going to be the next great thing and blah, 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 blah. I'm so tired of the Raiders that I can't see straight. But I think it's going to be funny when the Raiders fans kind of realize, like, what has happened. They have John Gruden as a coach, and he's maybe not as good as they thought he was. So I'm pulling for the Rams out there on the West Coast, just because, well, they have a lot of players there near and dear to my heart.
Real quick, who's the rookie of the year?
Man, I might have to say Mahomes. You know, I know that that's like overselling the home team a little bit on my end, but I think I'm going to have to go with Mahomes. He's going to be putting up some pretty impressive numbers, and I think that people are going to really get their money's worth for it.
Yeah, you could be onto something there. I think Saquon Barkley could make a good statement. But I hear the music in the background. We've been talking college football. We've been talking NFL football. We've been talking golf today. But when we come back, Gat and I are going to give our final takes on all of this. You are listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hosted by myself, Mike Wilson, and Gracie Terrell. We'll be back shortly, guys. Stay tuned.
Dogs offense trying to go to work here to tighten up a 31-17 score. Oklahoma in front by two touchdowns over the Dogs. Fromm under center will stretch handoff to Chubb. Chubb at right tackle breaks one sack, breaks another one. Now he's in the open. 40, 30, near sideline. Chubb, touchdown!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, Withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We have made it to that time in the program where we give our final take. Gracie, you're up.
All right, ladies first. I will just say once again, thank you guys for letting me come on the show and help you guys out when got the captain out of town here. But I really am just looking forward to football starting up. I know that it's way too early, but if people can tweet out after the Super Bowl in February, now it's finally baseball season, then I can go ahead and say after media days, you're going to be going out there too. It's finally football season and I'm getting pumped up for it. I'll be at Chiefs training camp for sure starting up in the end of July this month. So I'm excited, looking forward to everything that we have going on, and it'll be one heck of a ride going into the season.
Yeah, and my final take is everybody get to your TVs, watch the last few holes of the British Open. Tiger is, if he doesn't screw up this time for me, he is two down at five under. Molinari is in the lead at seven under, but get to your TVs. It is appointment television. So for Scott behind the glass, for myself. Okay. Yeah. So for myself, Gat, it's been great. It's always good to talk with you, anytime. And I know that, just like you, I'm excited for college football. I'm excited to see deep balls. I'm excited for all that. So you and I will be watching college football like it's our religion starting in a few weeks. But like I said, for Scott behind the glass, for myself, for Gracie Terrell, we will see you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. See you later, everybody. We'll be right back.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.